The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
In Isle of Wight news this week, plans for a major water recycling project on the Isle of Wight have been amended following concerns from residents and stakeholders. Changes include adjustments to the site boundary, improvements to Greenwood Lane Junction, and a temporary footpath during construction. The proposal outfall channel will also be shortened to reduce impacts on Alveston Marshes. Southern Water says it is continuing community engagement. The council consultation runs until August 21st, with a decision expected October 26. Isle of Wight MP Joe Robertson has accused officials of trying to restrict decisions at upcoming meetings on Cross Solent ferry services. He told Parliament he would not be told how to represent islanders. The meetings, due to begin in September, will bring together ferry operators, politicians and transport representatives to seek local solutions to long-running concerns. Maritime Minister Keir Martha said evidence on historic pricing and reliability would be important to the discussions. Finally, the Ventnor Fringe will host Scratch Night at the Bosco Theatre in Ventnor Park on Sunday the 26th of July. The Pay What You Can See event showcases new theatre, music, spoken word and contemporary dance from the Isle of Wight performers. Artists will present works in progress, giving audiences the chance to shape future productions through feedback. The event runs from 7pm until 8:30pm and is organised by the Isle of Wight Creative Network. More news in an hour. I'm Amelia Milne.